Hi, Jamie Durie here on the Nixon Johnny Show for 88.7 and 90.3 FM. You've got to get down here and meet Nix. She's awesome.
G'day, Nick. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Jamie Durie, thanks for joining us down here at the Volunteer Expo. How are you going today?
I'm great. I'm very excited to be here, actually. I'm quite amazed at how many people are here. It's like I had no idea that people had this much free time to donate. It's incredible. I love it.
I know. Look, it is absolutely jam-packed here in so many organisations. Have you managed to check any of them out yet?
I haven't yet. I've literally only just arrived, but I'm looking forward to sort of walking through all the stands because, you know, it's not just about, you know, helping the local community, but it's helping animals. It's everything, really. It's I think for anyone that wants to put their time in, you know, and help out the local area, this is the place to be at DY today.
Absolutely. It certainly is the essence of community here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And when you think about it, you know, you've got 7 million volunteers around Australia. That's an enormous figure of people just donating their time. So this is just even a very small part of what happens here in Australia. But I hear that it's one of the biggest community groups that get together and actually donate their time. So I'm very proud to be a Northern Beaches local myself. Yeah.
Another record for the Beaches people. Yeah, we made it.
Awesome.
Now, mate, how did you get involved in this?
I actually got involved through the Cromer Community Centre with a show that I did for Channel 9 called the Woman's Weekly Easter Special.
I did see that one.
You did? Yeah. So I had, there was Pete here who's here at the moment from Community Connect, and he runs a great organisation where they basically look after elderly people's gardens and so forth with a bunch of incredible volunteers. And obviously, being a gardener myself, I was really pleased to have him on board. And, you know, we built the garden together, and it was just a great experience. And, you know, he's connected me up with a lot of wonderful people here, so it's been great.
You've done some amazing projects over your career, particularly. What have been some of the things that really stick out in your mind?
Probably one that we did years back for the Westmead Children's Hospital with George Gregan. That was certainly a highlight. In fact, I've done about 5 gardens now for Westmead, for the Children's Hospital. So that's been every time. It's just a great experience because you get to meet the kids and work with them, of course, and that's very close to my heart. But I think, you know, in general, there's not a bad one amongst any of these community groups. I just love working with all of them. I want to hug them all, you know. They're just...
They want to hug you back.
The time they put into this, you know, and the generosity of their hearts, it's just incredible. So I'd urge anyone to get down here, check out what's going on in the local community, check out, you know, what's involved with these community groups and the relative stands around the area, and get involved.
Absolutely, 100%. Now, mate, we know recently you've been living in the States for a while and you've just moved back to the Northern Beaches.
Yes.
What is it like to be home?
Oh, look, it's great to be home. And my lovely fiance and I have just moved back into my house back in the Northern Beaches, and the kids are going to school locally. So, you know, I've been thrust back into the community with all guns blazing. It's been really great. And you know, just finished my own garden, so... It's just nice to be back on the beaches. Nice to be back out on the surf again, and I've really missed
you
it.
You didn't surf in over there?
It's not the same. It's not the same. You know, the beaches here are just unbeatable, and you know, I've been able to reconnect with a lot of my mates here too, which has been fabulous.
A couple of the things that you really missed over when you were living over there. I mean, Vegemite's top of everyone's list, but is there anything else you really missed?
Well, I did miss Vegemite, Tim Tams, meat pies. Certainly the beaches, my mates, my dog, my dog Bodie.
Shout out to Bodie because we're big fans of dogs on the Nixon Johnny Show. We do poochie shout outs, so now your pooch can join our poochie shout outs.
I would actually love to bring Bodie on the show one of these days.
We're going to do it.
Bodie and I have been having a love fest ever since I came home, so it's been amazing.
What breed is Bodie?
She's a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
I've got 2 labbies, and I've got a 13-month-old lab puppy. I reckon they'll get on really well.
Oh, definitely.
We'll have a pooch fest at the station.
Nice one. Yeah, nice one. All right, I'll look forward to it.
Awesome, mate. Thank you so much for joining us down here, and you've done some inspirational work across, you know, Australia and particularly the beaches. Love meeting you.
Awesome.
Definitely got to come and hang out on the show.
Likewise. Love to, Nick. Thanks a lot.